Daylight, October the 8th. Morning. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Do not fear those who kill the body, and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course. I will also speak of your testimonies before kings, and shall not be put to shame. I will not fear what man can do to me. Hebrews 13:6 and Romans 8:35-37, Luke 12:4-5, Matthew 5:10-12, Acts 20:24, Psalm 119:46. Daily Light, October the 8th, evening. He set my feet upon a rock. The rock was Christ. Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Full assurance of faith, hope without wavering, faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. He set my feet upon a rock. Psalm 40:2. And 1 Corinthians 10:4. Matthew 16:16-18. Acts 4:12. Hebrews 10:22-23. James 1:6. Romans 8:35 and Romans 8:37-39.